Isabelle Larochette, vous êtes à la
Isabelle
maison d'une agence
Larochette,
immobilière qui
you
s'appelle
run de la Cour au Jardin,
Jardin,
which is a real estate
rien
agency.
Soir,
Before we talk, I'd just like to let our listeners know that you are currently near Bordeaux, and so we're actually speaking remotely. Now, my first question is, when it comes to properties on the market, can we still allow ourselves to dream?
Heureusement, oui.
Yes, thankfully. Today's context means that we want to return to authenticity, to places that tell a story. So you'll find manors, family homes, farmhouses, village houses. In Paris, you'll find private mansions. There are places that are iconic, such as Montmartre, of course.
Vous êtes spécialisée
dans les biens
de charme.
Charming properties throughout France, and of course in Paris. Why these types of properties?
C'est ma Madeleine de Proust en deux mots.
It's my Madeleine de Proust. When I was a child, I always loved the smell of wax staircases and banisters. Also, when I was walking around cities like Paris in the evening, I loved the lamps on these magnificent buildings. And then, further afield in the countryside, wisteria, old stones. When I started in real estate, it was actually to be able to enjoy these aspects for myself, and of course for my customers.
Vous nous racontez?
Can you tell us a little about how your agency started?
C'est né au cœur des Batignolles,
the agency
dans
was
le
created
17e.
In the heart of Batignolles, in the 17th district of Paris, then in Montmartre. Montmartre was a revelation to me, because I began to understand the importance of certain places and the sense of history they could generate. Edith Piaf, Dalida. I've come across some incredible places. I visited houses with hanging gardens, with views across Paris of the Eiffel Tower, houses with majestic cellars that were almost uninhabited and transformed by artists with workshops on the top floor that were incredible. I said to myself, I want to do that. In fact, that's all I want to do. I want to look at the details in these places. A set of doors, the outline of a very beautiful window, the way the light falls in the chambre de bain. These details transport me. It's these little details which make people fall in love. It's like a love story. We take them to various places, and I always say that it's the places that choose them, rather than them choosing the places.
Et ce nom,
and the name, de la cour au jardin, which in English means from yard to garden, what does that mean today?
On passe de la cour au jardin,
well,
en règle générale.
We always go from the yard to the garden. In Paris, I actually started with a lot of places that had private yards or private gardens. Then later, it grew to more unusual places. And now, today, it's in the spirit of the times. Today, we're moving from urban to the garden. And that could also be, perhaps, a garden on a balcony, in a private mansion, or in an artist's studio. Are there any regions that have a lot of particularly charming properties?
Il y en a partout, c'est ça qui est incroyable en France.
Charming properties are everywhere, that's what's incredible about France. We find these properties all over the place. For example, in wine-growing regions, there are castles, there are cellars. But also in Brittany, there are some very, very old houses. In the Berry, you'll find old farms or renovated monasteries. In the Cévennes, too, you'll find shepherd's homes that have been converted into lofts. We are lucky in France, as we have a heritage of places that tell incredible stories.
Vous en trouvez
and
toujours?
Can you still find them?
Oui, c'est ma spécialité, alors les
yes,
gens m'appellent.
That's my job. Charm is very subjective. But on the other hand, there's common ground around materials such as stone, wood, wrought iron. In fact, we're looking for old materials which have stories to tell. In all our regions, and in Paris too. It's my job. We are still looking and we have a very nice portfolio. I'm very curious and never disappointed. For 25 years, I've always had this sensitivity towards charm, and I'm still surprised by places.
Il paraît qu'il faut 90 secondes.
We need just 90 seconds to be convinced by a property. Do you agree with that?
C'est comme une histoire d'amour en fait.
It's like a love story, and you see it right away when something magical happens. There is always this silence, a way of walking around the space. Yes, I quite agree. It can't be explained. It's love at first sight. I always tell my clients, you know, I'm not going to sell you this property. You're going to buy it.
C'est quoi?
In Paris, what makes a charming property?
Vous avez des hôtels particuliers,
you have private mansions,
avez...
artist studios, Haussmann apartments where you will find all the charm of original materials. Paris is a haven of charming properties. Behind all those doors, you never know what you're going to find.
Et alors?
So what was your most beautiful surprise?
de rentrer dans une toute petite porte à Montmartre,
in
vers
Montmartre,
la rue Le Pic.
Around Le Pic Street, in a small condominium. I arrived, I pushed open the door, and I saw a small house. I was talking to you about the Hanging Garden. It was exactly that. A view of all Paris behind this little door that was nothing special. The house had a large bay window that had been transformed into something more contemporary. I think that if I'd had the opportunity to buy something, it would have been this one. There was absolutely nothing to add. You pushed open the door and the magic was there.
Quelle est la pièce?
Which room do you most like showing people?
La cuisine.
I love the kitchen.
Elle est le portrait.
It's like a portrait of the inhabitants. It has become the living room. It's a room that has become essential again. I love it.
Et pour terminer,
after 25 years, what do you still like about your job?
Je suis une grande curieuse et
I'm still very curious. I'm still very sensitive. And I'm still dreaming.
Merci Isabelle.
Thank you very much Isabelle. I would also just like to let our listeners know that you are also the president of a foundation called I Lodge You that aims to finance projects for better housing by raising funds from professionals working in real estate and housing and the Agence Solidarité Logement.